Yeah.
Make corn liquor.
Yeah.
And I never did do any of that.
I've heard that in the mountains in old North Carolina, Kentucky, like that.
Yeah.
The little corn patch is way, way off, 20, 30 miles from any place. And about all the farmer could do if he wanted to get any spending money was make corn liquor, because he couldn't afford to carry the corn.
No, I didn't have enough, possibly no way to haul it off either.
Uh-huh. It was the only industry he had.
That's right.
What furniture did you have in your house?
Well, we had some bedsteads that my father had made, some of them, and some of them was one or two, I remember, if we had. It wasn't homemade, but he made most of them. A table that he'd made out of lumber that he'd go into the sawmill where they'd sawed it and got it and made a table. Made a bench for his children all to sit on. There's a large family. Oh, nearly 8 or 10 of us at home at once. There's 13 in all, the children. We wasn't all at home at one time, but there's as much as 8 or 10 of us at home, a big lot of the time. He had a long bench across each side of that table, 5 or 6 of us kids on the bench, you know, to eat.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's their kitchen furniture mostly.
It's interesting how
cooked through.
People are coming back to benches. I'm writing things down as we go along. A lot of these will be back in here someplace, and I'll just get them as they come up.
Yeah.
I got to keep the questionnaire in mind. For example, back here someplace, there's melons. So when we get to that, if we come across melons, I'll write down melons, and then later today I'll go through this thing and put these things in the right place.
Yeah.
Get them as we go. This way we can visit and enjoy it.
Enjoy it and get the, I see what you mean now.
Mm-hmm. I learned a lot about things that I never dreamed of before.
Yeah. Like,
for example, corn souring. I knew something was wrong with it, but I didn't know just exactly what it was.
Oh, boy.
You find this in the markets. Oh, this corn on the cob in markets is dismal stuff.
Yeah.
My wife sees it, and I don't know, she's like, well, maybe I shouldn't say this, she might hear me working this. she buys it early in the year. First on the market, she'll pass up. Second or third time, she can't resist, and she'll get 3 or 4 ears and bring it home, and it's just like eating grass. But she tries.
We freeze it now.
That's a wonderful thing, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm used to can that stuff, and that's pretty hard to keep too. Corn is one thing that's really hard to keep.
Tomatoes are pretty bad too,
aren't they? But we learned canned tomatoes a lot easier than we did corn. Of course, after we got the pressure cookers, we could cook that corn about 90 minutes and it'd keep.
Uh-huh.
But it's awful hard to keep that just canned open canner.
Uh-huh.
It's hard to do it.
What other furniture did you have? What did you have? You said you had benches. Did you have other things of that sort?
Yeah, we had we had some chairs that was homemade too. My father never did make any chairs, but there was men about all the country that did make them. They would make these chairs out of willer. Take those willers, small willers, you know, and weave them. Make chairs. There's one sitting right outside there.
Oh.
Similar to what I have in mind now. Well, they made those back there dining chairs out of that. It makes a seat out of this cane bottom. We call those cane bottom chairs.
They were pretty comfortable, weren't they?
They were pretty comfortable chairs.
No, that's not one.
No. No. Well, we don't have one now.
There's a real art to that, I guess.
Oh, there was, bound to bend.